You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker.
Julie Yeagerwalker.
Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for spending your time with me this evening. I hope that you are all doing well. And, you know, it's so funny. I sat down tonight to think about what I was going to speak about tonight. And, you know, Spirit never ceases to amaze me at what is coming through and, you know, what is going on in my life. And I know what is going on in some of your lives. So what am I talking about? So I picked a card tonight for everybody. And the general card that I picked is called Crystal. And it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of an angel in a gorgeous field. And the sun is just raining down upon her. And it says, have faith and hope because there is something positive new on the horizon that you just can't see yet. And so, you know, the message is that you've planted the seeds of the beginning and you may not even be aware of the results, but things are starting to happen. Things are starting to move. And daily action, baby steps are needed on our part in order for these seeds of manifestation to take root and to keep going. And it, you know, with manifestations and asking, it sometimes does not always come in the timely manner that we are hoping for. And believe me, this is something in my life I am experiencing myself. But just keeping moving a step forward, whether that is, you know, whether that's a phone call, whether it's a letter, whatever that daily action is. And then, you know, asking for your guides and your angels to help you continue through this path to help with the manifestation. And then to see that it's already here right now with you. That's the biggest thing with manifestation, is to say and affirm as if you have it right now. Even if you don't physically, is to affirm that you have it right now. I'm so grateful and thankful that, whatever that looks like, that I have this new car. It gets me to my destination safely. I'm so grateful and thankful for this new car right now. And it may be 2 weeks down the road before you get that new car, but that's the beauty of the manifestation, is saying and thinking and believing that you already have it in your possession. So why is this relevant? So tonight, we just got back from looking at apartments for my daughter. She is getting ready to fly the coop. And a bittersweet moment for this mom, actually. So we were doing that. And on the way there, she was telling me about all these things that she had been manifesting and hoping for and asking for. And they were all starting to come together all at once. So seeds that she had planted a year ago, right? All of them are starting to line up. And her words to me were, it's finally coming together. Right? And that's what I'm talking about. That is what this card that I picked tonight, Crystal, is all about. It's all about planting those seeds and cultivating them and then being patient to be able to wait it out and have that come through for you. And then to see it all of a sudden go, wow, it's here. It's now, right? You know, for her, it was, you know, a new job opportunity that she was cultivating prior to all of the COVID shutdowns. She got a call just a few days ago that that's starting to fire up again. You know, she's been looking at moving out for over a year, and that's coming into cultivation. And I can't remember the third thing, but there was one other thing that she talked about on our way to looking at this potential new apartment. And she's getting the apartment, right? So it's all of these things that are finally coming together, and she's finally seeing it. And after weeks and months and literally over a year of cultivating all of this, it's coming to fruition. So remember, the things that we are asking about, the things that we are hoping for, don't always come in a humanly timing fashion, which is really frustrating when we are living in this human existence that we're living. And again, this is where I insert myself, right? There are some things that have been cultivating and have been manifesting, you know, now for at least 18 months. And looking for me, looking for those little pieces to help keep me moving forward in that manifestation. So the biggest thing, the biggest hang up that people have is they start cultivating this manifestation and then they think it's not going to happen. So they let it fall away, and it just, it melts away, it falls away, they change course, they do something different, when it was really right there, ready to be plucked off the tree, if they had just waited a little bit longer. But sometimes in our human existence, we're a little bit too impatient, I guess, and we don't wait that extra little bit that it takes to ripen the fruit on the tree. So next time you're looking at what it is you're asking for in your life and your manifestation, ask yourself, have I waited long enough for this to cultivate? Because your answer may be no. You need to wait just a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And interestingly enough, that was one of the things my daughter and I talked about on the way back home after looking at the apartment, right? That this long waiting period that she'd had, this almost frustration with some of these things that just weren't moving fast enough, right? Are now coming into fruition. And it's just about waiting until that right opportunity. So don't give up. It's going to happen. All right. Continue baby steps in your dreams and in your manifestations, and just keep moving forward and give it some time, because it will be worth it in the end. All right. Perfect. So right now we are going to go to the phone lines. We have Phoebe in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Good evening, Phoebe, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Hi. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I could use some guidance, obviously.
Oh! Well, you have come to the right place.
Yeah.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'll give you just a little bit. I'm actually 9 months pregnant, and me and Daddy have been separated. We got into a really big fight, and I don't know if things are going to work out. I'm kind of hoping that they do, but I'm a little nervous because things have not been so great, and I don't really know or see if things are going to change. So, I guess that's one thing I'd really like to know is this relationship going to work out with him? Are we going to figure it out, I guess?
Right. So what I'm being shown right away is that that you guys do. There's a lot of there's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of different ideas, just in the way of life in general. The way you view life isn't necessarily the way he views life. And that's where a lot of your, I will say, clashes come into play, right? You guys really came together in order to have this child. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but this relationship may not be the relationship for you or for the two of you. However, with saying that, sometimes we are brought together with people for other reasons in life. And I am being shown that this child is a big piece of it. Okay. Where you guys don't see eye to eye, you're going to come together in raising this child. They're showing me it's kind of a 50-50 thing with the relationship in you guys. If you guys can come to some sort of middle ground, I think that you guys can have a really great relationship. If you can't come to a common ground, they're showing me that's okay. Because you guys are going to come together as parents. You may not be together, but you would come together for this child. Because that child is what is bonding you guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of occasions where he's said some really cruel, terrible things, and he's basically disowned me and the child.
Yeah, he says that now. He says that now. But when this child is here, it's going to change him. He's going to see things in a little bit different light. Yes, he has said some very, very hurtful things. Some things that, you know, can never really be taken back. So that's why they're giving me like this 50-50, right? It's like, they're saying you can have this relationship, right? You can come to a middle ground, or you can look at it and say, you know what? I think I deserve something a little bit better. But still parent and be there for the child, right?
I do hope it works out because I do love him. We both have a lot of. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, he has a lot of stuff that has happened in his life where he's kind of. He's had a lot of trauma in his life from childhood and from past relationships. And, I mean, I've had trauma from past relationships. Well, I have too. I mean, both of us. But it's one of those things where he's like, oh, you've not been working on it. And I'm like, I have been. I've been investing in, like, all sorts of things to try and just get myself out of personal and spiritual growth and everything like that, so that way I can be a good mom.
Right. So what I'm being shown is a lot of times when people project on others, right? So they project on us on what they are hoping that they would be, right?
Yeah.
So him projecting onto you saying you're not doing the work, you're not, you know, when it's really what he's projecting himself onto you saying he's really not the one that's been doing the work. And he feels that, right?
Okay.
He may not ever admit that, right? But a lot of times when people do that, it's this projection of themselves onto others.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can really see that.
Yeah. You know, he really has the potential and the intention of being a good dad. I'm being shown he doesn't give himself enough credit because of his past experiences. He's been kind of, you know, kicked down and told that he's not worth anything. And so that self-worth piece for him is really missing, is really lacking. But what he can do is he can turn that around and say, you know what, as well as you, right? That whatever my trauma was, whatever that was that I went through, I will not allow that to come in and dictate that same exposure and that same thing to this child, right?
Yeah.
This is where you guys can step in and change that. I'm being shown like this ancestral line. You can break that, right? By changing how you approach things and how you do things. It's all about being in awareness and your intention of what you do. And you have the ability, they're showing me, for both of you to change that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've been trying to kind of do so much work to try and do it. A lot of times I don't feel like there's the work, but I don't feel like any of it's being, you know, he's not receptive to any of the suggestions that I have. And part of the fact is, like, because I am younger than him and everything like that, it's not like we're like 20 years apart, but, you know, 8 years apart. And he seems to think that he knows more.
Yeah, he looks at the, it's just that he looks at things a little bit differently than you do, and so you have to remember that whatever it is that he's going through, whatever steps and processes that he is taking, is what he needs to go through, and so it's going to look different to you and what you need to go through in your life and in your processes in order to get to where you need to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it something where it's just like we're just in different spots in our lives and like we just kind of have to catch up with each other then?
You are at very different points in your lives. You know, different levels of growth, and I'm even going to say maturity too, right? That can be spiritual, emotional, emotional growth and that type of thing. So you guys are at very different levels.
Yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that. I've actually kind of cut off communication with him for now because it's been too difficult and it's been a lot of, not very constructive at all.
Right.
Really.
Right.
So I don't even know if maybe I should try and reach out to him or if I should just leave him be, because at this point I've made the decision because he lives in Ohio, I live in Michigan. I'm having the baby here. I found healthcare here and everything. I'm not going down to Cleveland because I have nobody there. I have no one there except
right.
him. And that's scary, especially given that we've thought so much. So I don't know if that's the right decision. It feels like it's the best decision I can make right now at this point, given the circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm being shown that you need to be able to take care of you. It's really important because in some ways it's not selfish. So don't take this the wrong way, but you have to be selfish. Selfish might not be the right word, but it's what they're showing me. Because you are the one who is carrying a child and giving birth, this really needs to be about you taking care of you and in the best interest of you and the child. And at this point, if he's willing to work with you on this and come to you for the birth of the child or to help after birth, whatever that looks like, that needs to be, you know, his decision to do that, because it's not in the best interest of you to go there. You need to be where you have the support and, you know, the medical necessities and that type of thing. And so this is really a time where you have to get really focused on you and what it is that you need. Now, once the baby's here and you've gotten acclimated, then you can make some decisions, right? If it makes sense to move there or him to move up, whatever that may look like or not look like even, right? But to be able to take this time and make it work for you.
Okay, so I'm doing the right thing then, right?
Yes.
That makes me feel pretty good, because I've been having a lot of self-doubt about that.
Of course. That's a hard decision. And it's really hard for us to put ourselves first, right? We just, as humans, have a hard time putting ourselves first. Now, there's always, you know, there's always the opposite of that, and there's going to be those people who, you know, selfishly put themselves first. But as a general rule, anybody who is a light worker, you know, spirit on a spiritual path or an empath, you know, all these people are going to have a hard time taking the time to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Explains a lot too. So for me, yeah.
Right. Because you're a giver, right? And so yeah. Being a giver feels very odd, feels very wrong to receive.
Yeah.
But especially in a time where you are right now, receiving is going to be huge for you. So learning how to receive help, how to receive guidance is going to be key and critical for you during these next few months, okay?
Yeah.
So realizing that when you've reached your limits or you need to reach out for help or somebody says, hey, can I help? Can I come cook a meal for you? Can I take the baby so you can take a shower? You know, whatever that is, yes. Yes needs to be in your vocabulary, not
right.
No. Right?
Yep.
Because it's very easy for us to say, no, I've got this, I can do this, you know, whatever. But it's critical, and your team is showing me right now that you need to be in yes mode.
Okay. It's, yeah. I know that's one thing that I have struggled with is, I do struggle for asking for help, because like you mm-hmm. said, it is really hard. You know, I am a giver. I love to give to people. I love to help people. I'm usually the person mm-hmm. everybody else helps. Or that usually I help everybody else. I mean, this is weird.
Yes, and it's going to be tough. But this is a time. Everything in the universe is a balance, right? There's light and there's dark. There's light and heavy. Light and dark, light and heavy. And when things are out of balance, okay, it puts a strain in the universe. It puts a strain in what it is that you're doing. So if you're giving, 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 giving all the time and you're not receiving, you're not filling your tank, right? So imagine having scales, right? And if you're giving, 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 your receiving is up really high on the scale, and your giving is really low because you're starting to deplete yourself, your tank, and unless you receive, you can't fill that up and fill that balance.
Yeah. You can't pour from a cup that's empty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be critical for you in the next few months, right? All those people that you have helped, all the people that you have given to, let them come back to you and give to you.
I can hopefully do that. I'll do it. I'll figure out a way to do it.
Yes. Yes. Cool. Absolutely. And when all else fails, go watch the movie. What is that movie? Yes Day. It's with Sandra. I think it's Yes Day. So Yes, YES, and Day, DAY.
Okay.
I believe Sandra Bullock is in that movie. No, or is it Jennifer Gardner? I forget. But it's about her and her husband saying yes to everything that the kids ask for and the big adventures that they end up going on because they say yes.
I'll definitely have to check that one out. That sounds like a good one.
It's a great... It is a great movie. It changes your perspective a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah, that actually helps quite a bit. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are you having a girl?
No,
do you know what you're having? You're having a
boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Although it's funny because when first all I could think of is girl names, but now, I mean, of course, now it checked and double checked. Definitely a boy.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I feel some girl energy around you, so we'll see where that goes. Maybe there's another one in your future.
You know, I want to have more kids. I do want to have more kids. I wanted to have a boy and a girl. So maybe if we work things out, who knows? I really hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. I love him. I like him as a person. It's just, there's just some behaviors that have not been very good or healthy that need to be.
Well, Phoebe, we're coming down to the last few seconds of our show, and so I'm going to have to say goodnight. I want to say thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. You have a great night as well. Thank you so much for your guidance.
Thanks. You're welcome. That does it for me. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this evening. You can reach me on my website at www.wingsofsouls.com, with julie.com. Or Julie Yeager Walker Medium, or Your Time to Shine Facebook page. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.